This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
PM guys had a great question yesterday. You know, spawning from offensive philosophy, are the Steelers stuck in the Stone Age? Is it just not having the right quarterback? Blah, blah, blah. They somehow got around to, if the Steelers had been the team instead of the Chiefs that had moved up in the 2017 draft, thinking ahead, because the Steelers, I think, were what? 13-3 in 17, 11-5 in 16, and drafted Patrick Mahomes. If they had been the team to take Mahomes in the 2017 draft, 10th overall instead of the Chiefs, how many Super Bowls would he have won by now, if any? I'm going to let City Limits answer that question first, if you don't mind, Bob. I'm going to give you a moment to formulate your opinion. Limits?
I very kindly appreciate that, Joe. And I think that Patrick Mahomes and the greatness that he just displays was one of the greatest all time, would have won one Super Bowl to date with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because I feel like with T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and Minkah Fitzpatrick, the Steelers do have some defensive weapons. Maybe they're not allocated properly. I wonder if that's different with a franchise quarterback as dynamic as Mahomes. They definitely would not be in this same situation as Kansas City is, going to them, what, 5 out of 6 times? But they would have had one because Mahomes' greatness would have taken them over the top.
I say 3 because I have that much respect for Patrick Mahomes.
Wow! That's more than anybody has said so far.
But I believe that's the kind of guy, and that's why I would be leery of betting against them this week, just because he has these ways of winning games when you least expect it or when you don't expect a drive to unfold the way it does with him in the fourth quarter. And I do believe they would have recognized that and used that to advantage. I would hope they would have used that to his advantage, which is to say that they would have to trust him. Given yesterday's report by Jerry, that becomes an issue in this whole conversation, I would imagine. But if you trust him because of what he's been able to do, then I think they would have had not 4, but 3.
Bob, I disagree with every syllable and half syllable you just said. I am convinced he would have none. First of all, he would have sat a couple years behind Ben. He sat 1 year behind Alex Smith, for God's sakes. He would have been groomed, I would guess, for 2 years, which means he would have come into an offense with Randy Feuchner as his coordinator, and Tomlin as his head coach, an offensive line in transition, and who at receiver. He plays for Andy Reid, who might be the greatest quarterback coach in the history of professional football, might be. And as great as Mahomes is, a lot of his plays are scheme-oriented. Guy, look at the Steeler game this year. I could have made some of those throws. You had guys wide open all over the field because it was a grotesque mismatch on a short week between Tomlin and Artie Smith going against Spagnuolo and Reed Oh, my God. I mean, he saw what happened.
But if you're going to say they would have taken him, then that would have changed the narrative of all the subsequent drafts. And you'd have to consider that as well. You say they have no targets or they have no... They would have changed
Forget
that.
About all that. They would have ruined him. He would have been ruined
okay.
in this system.
You can say that if you want. I think
you
they
think
would
Randy
have probably...
Randy Fichtner would have got the best out of him?
I think
and
they,
Tomlin?
I think they would have understood how special he was and used some of the picks they've wasted since then on trying to make them a better offense. Yes.
Which picks?
So I can't... I mean, I'm just saying, if they take him 10th or that season... There's no need to draft Kenny Pickett. There's no need to do some of the other stuff they've done, and you would have utilized those picks for other things that could have helped him win a Super Bowl.
Like what? Chase Claypool?
Again, that would
Najee
have changed.
Najee Harris, Pat Friermuth. Okay. They took all offensive weapons to
I
try and help a quarterback.
That. I understand
and
that.
And they failed
but
miserably.
But they were also lower than maybe they would have been in a different position. I don't know. And maybe because of Pat Mahomes' skill set that they would have found other kinds. I don't know. I'm just saying you'd have to consider what they would have done. If you're just going to trade quarterbacks and everything else remains the same, I understand what you're saying. But I would have imagined that things would change around him in those subsequent 6 years.
Maybe Kendrick Green could have been his center, Bob?
Maybe.
Little Najee as his running back. Claypool, maybe Anthony McFarlane. George Pickens running around doing what he does. I believe
quarterbacks can make players, too. I do. I think
so do I. But I
we all talk about
that.
The importance of a quarterback. So if you're going to believe that that's the most important position, then you'd have to believe there'd be an upgrade and a lot of stuff that went on in the subsequent 6 years.
I also think he would have gotten in Tomlin's system and would have been totally controlled in Tomlin's system. Because with Ben, he was already established by the time Tomlin got here. And
correct.
To his credit, Tomlin said, do whatever the hell you want, whenever you want. He's a gunslinger. You know, he's a sick competitor. He, you know, you're going to have to live with the mistakes. To his credit. Same with, to his credit, Tomlin kept Dick LeBeau around. You know, you let people do their jobs. But as the years have increased, Tomlin has gotten his tongs on everything in this organization. And I believe he would have clamped down on a guy like Patrick Mahomes and hindered him. Again.
And you might be
again,
right.
Again, Patrick Mahomes plays for one of the great quarterback developers and coaches of all time. Michael Vick, in his second go-round, became an MVP candidate under Andy Reid after all the Atlanta stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan McNabb was a star. He was a really good player. Alex Smith became a Pro Bowl player and a really good player with him. Now, he did okay in San Francisco, too. But he was good by the end. And Mahomes just struck gold with the coach and the organization he went to. This organization... And this head coach from the offensive side would have been a very bad place for Mahomes to land, I think. I'm not saying he wouldn't have been good, but I don't think he would have won any Super Bowls by now. 412-928-9370. I would like to have found out, though, Bob. Wouldn't you have?
Yeah, I would have. Although a lot of people probably would have had the same opinion, you know, of him as they did, you know, maybe a Baker Mayfield when he first came out. He can't be a pro, or maybe, you know, any of those guys who played in the Big 12. But you're right. He stood. He, you know, they waited a year. He got what he needed from the sidelines there. Took it to the field. And I understand everything that you said. I'm putting so much emphasis on a quarterback and how he can change the dynamic of a football team.
Oh, they would have won a lot more games simply because of him, unless, of course, they actually ruined him, like he never even became good here. I wouldn't rule out that possibility either. He would have sat for two behind Ben. Do you agree with that? I think he would have come in.
And I don't have a problem with that either, because I've seen other guys sit for a few years before they did it. That would have been fine. That would have, to me, given me what I wanted, which was a succession plan. You know, that's a legitimate succession plan.
Limits, do you agree with that?
No, I would have sat him for just one.
Well, I mean, what would you have done with Ben?
Maybe had that hard conversation.
I mean, back then, Ben was still cranking it up pretty good, Bob, before that elbow injury.
No, that's why I said he would have, you know, he would have been just as Mason Rudolph sat for, you know, it would have been the same thing other than he's a first-round pick and he brought in here, he's learning, and he's going to take it whenever the time comes to make that move.
It just seems so odd that the guys that Tomlin's had around here were never considered. You want someone to be coveted by other teams, your coordinators. He had Randy Fichtner here, just placating to Ben. He had Keith Butler here, and Keith Butler himself has told you that Tomlin took over the defense.
No, and the subsequent, you know, the Canada was a disaster. That should never have happened. And this now even this Arthur Smith thing looks like it's just a philosophical agreement. You call plays the way I like offense to be run, as opposed to, hey, you have a good mind for offense. I'm going to let you spread your wings and do your thing.
Exactly. And that's why I'm not convinced of this one bit. I mean, would Patrick Mahomes have been subjected to Matt Canada? And what would that have done?
Well, maybe it would have led to an earlier dismissal of Matt Canada because he would have been frustrated and as the quarterback and a powerful person could have made that. Who knows?
412-928-9370. What would Patrick Mahomes have done in Pittsburgh? I guess we'll never know, Bob, but he's playing in the Super Bowl yet again this weekend. Is he already the greatest quarterback of all time for you?
No, but he's getting there. He's on a pace to do it, yes.
If you had one quarterback to win the game to save the world, who would it be?
Now, active?
No, of all time in their prime.
I mean, I'm not going to go against Tom Brady just because he's done it.
I am. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. Do we have that line from Trey Wingo? Did we play that for Bob? Did I play that for you the other day? The Trey Wingo line on the stat with Mahomes late
in
games?
Yeah. You did play it.
It's the most mind-blowing stat I've ever heard.
And it blows away anything Brady had done.
I can't believe it. Do you have it, Limits, for people who didn't hear it yet? This was
since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the NFL's postseason where it was at least the fourth quarter and there was under a minute to play and the team on offense trailed by 7 points or fewer at the start. These are your standard clutch moments for a football team, the do-or-die drives that win and lose critical games. Out of those 125 drives, only 40% of the time did the team on offense pull off the magic trick to get the points they needed. In other words, a touchdown or a field goal to either win the game or tie the game and send it to overtime.
Yep.
Some of these quarterbacks are really good at it, such as Tom Brady, who was 5-for-11 in those situations in the postseason, 46%. Or Drew Brees, who was 3-for-6 in his playoff career, 50%. Only one player is perfect.
Oh my
God. And that's Patrick Mahomes.
What?
Who was 7-for-7 in those situations.
Bob, you get the ball with a minute or less left in a game. You need a field goal or touchdown to tie in a playoff game or win. Mm-hmm. 7-for-7. 50% would be miraculous. That's why he praised Brady there. 5-for-11. That's whatever it is, 45%, I don't know. He's never failed, and that's not a small sampling. That's 7-for-7. That's why he's my guy.
And you would make a great choice to have him. I just think I've seen Brady over a longer period of time do it in those big games. I want to see how long this goes on with Mahomes, and I believe it'll go along as long as Andy Reid, who said yesterday he's coming back for at least one more year.
Who would be your third choice? Because I'd choose Brady along with Mahomes second too.
Montana? Probably Joe Montana.
Terry Bradshaw?
Bradshaw, they're both, I mean, terrific. Dan Marino strikes me as someone who could have done more of that if he had bigger games to play. That offense that they had was dynamic. He always scored a lot of points. Their defense was not so good in Miami.
Wonder Twin, what are the texters saying about this Mahomes situation?
Yeah, some of them are siding with you, Joe. One saying that the answer is zero because a great quarterback means nothing without the right support and the right coach. Somebody else saying it would be zero because TJ Watt would be somewhere else and they probably don't have Minka anyway. I don't know about the Watt theory, but would the Minka trade happen if they drafted Mahomes? Probably not. Somebody else says zero Super Bowls, not allowed to check out of plays and the play callers. Somebody else said Canada and Tomlin would turn Mahomes into Trent Dilfer.
Canada.
I mean,
can you imagine if he was subjected to Canada, that
would
Bob?
That would have been, who knows what that would have looked like. It could have been Trent Dilfer. I mean, that is a dangerous situation to be in, I guess. But
somebody else,
his talent was, I just look at those moments that Trey Wingo just talked about. He has this ability to do it, and the Steelers are involved so many one-score games, late games. If he's your quarterback in those situations, I got to believe he'd figure out a way to do it, too.
I'll tell you this much. One of the greatest low-key games ever at the artist formerly known as Heinz Field, now Acrisure Stadium, was September 16th, 2018. The old gunslinger against Patrick Mahomes in his second career start. You remember that one, Bob?
Vaguely.
It was 21-0 Chiefs after a quarter. Ben ties it up at 21-21 at the half. And the Chiefs go on to win 42-37. Ben and Mahomes combined for 778 yards and 9 touchdowns. Mahomes threw 6, Ben threw 3. That isn't, they combined, hold on a second here, Limits. Do you know what Ben did in that game, Bob? Listen to this. Bob, are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention.
He was 30, Ben was 39 of 60 for 452 and 3 touchdowns and no picks. Limits, did you hear that?
You might have to read it again for emphasis.
39 of 60 for 452 and 3 touchdowns and no picks. Mahomes, all he did was go 23 for 28 for 326 yards, 6 touchdowns. 6 touchdowns and no picks, Bob. It's one of the greatest quarterback games in the history of the NFL. Why don't we ever refer back to that? It was phenomenal.
Yeah, now that you said it, I do remember that game. And how quickly Ben made up all of the deficit. And then all of a sudden they end up a shootout kind of game like that. So many great ones over the years. People love the offense. And those two guys were at the top of their games at that
point. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that it felt like, oh my God, Kansas City has a guy and probably the guy. It wasn't just like a great, like, you know, announce myself as a star game. It was like, holy, you know what? Look at this. So they combined to go 62 for 88 for 788 yards, 9 touchdowns and no picks. You find me 5 better games of combined stats from quarterbacks in the history of pro football. Somebody go out and do that task. One of them, I think, was Ben and Andrew Luck. Remember that game, Bob?
I do remember that game.
Holy bird milk. What year
was
that?
It's a shame that Andrew Luck didn't last as long as maybe he could have. He made a smart choice, but man, how important is a quarterback? Just look at what's happened since he left.
It's one of the greatest games I've ever seen. Would you like the numbers from that game, Bob? And the Steelers wore their Bumblebee uniforms. You guys tell me how many combined yards Luck and Roethlisberger had in that game. Anyone?
I'll say 852.
Twin Cities?
I'll say 785.
Would you like to try 907? How's that, Bob? 907 they combined for.
Yeah, that's why offense is always going to be put on a pedestal in the NFL, because people remember those kinds of games and not the 3-0 games that we saw here once with the football slogged in the turf in a Miami-Pittsburgh game on a Monday night.
The final score was 51-34. I get obsessed with these things, admittedly. Andrew Luck, you ready for his line on the day, city dweller?
Yes.
26 of 45, 400 yards, 3 touchdowns. Ben, but he also had 2 picks. Ben with one of the greatest games in the history of football. You ready for this, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this line?
I don't know if he could have any better than back-to-back 6 touchdown games.
Well, this was one of them. You ready for this line? 40 of 49 for 522 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no picks. That's one of the top 5 games in the history of the National Football League.
Could I give you another?
And I don't even have to know what the other 4 are. 40 of 49 for 522 and 6 touchdowns, Bob. I guess they didn't have him in handcuffs at the line of scrimmage, did they? That's
no.
The guy that Tomlin inherited or had at that point.
Yeah, but
that's the guy he inherited.
They didn't put any handcuffs on him either until late in
of
the
course,
career.
Of course, not till late
and,
in his career.
Why would you?
My
if you
point
would,
is,
would have malpractice for coaching. You can't do it.
With a young guy, I would have been unbelievably fearful of Tomlin putting the clamps on a young guy and trying to mold him in his image of what offense is supposed to be in the NFL. He got Roethlisberger. And inherited him, and at that point, you just have to let him do what he wants. What, Limits?
Just quickly, I have a game for you. The 54 51 Rams-Chiefs game at the LA Coliseum on a Monday night.
I remember that
Patrick
one,
Mahomes threw for 478, six touchdowns. Jared Goff threw for 413 yards, four touchdowns. Tyreek Hill had 10 catches for 215 yards and two scores.
Tell me the interceptions for the quarterbacks in that game, just out of curiosity.
Well, Mahomes had three. Goff did not throw any. And Goff did fumble twice. It was a game that truly had it all. Kelce had 10 catches, 127 yards. They threw for 891 yards total in the game. Kansas City had 546 yards of offense.
Oh, my God.
54-51 at the Coliseum.
The only difference between that and Mahomes and Ben is that Mahomes and Ben combined for nine touchdowns and zero picks. I'm going to go home and research this tonight, Bob. Would you like me to text you later?
Sure.
I'm going to make my own criterion for what is the best quarterback battle in the history of the sport. And I'm telling you that was one, and we never talk about it. It was just game two. Do you guys remember Peyton Manning against, it was Tony Dungy and Dick Vermeil. The quarterbacks were Peyton Manning and Trent Green. And there was not a punt in that playoff game. Do you remember that, Bob?
No.
38-31 was the final score. Not a punt in the entire game. Manning went 22 of 30 for 304, three touchdowns and no picks. That seems like child's play compared to what Mahomes did.
And we'll find out if he can do it again on Sunday.
What's the greatest game you've ever been to, Bob, in any sport at any level?
Well, you come up with these in the spur of the moment, and we're up against the break, so I'll have to think about that and come back and answer. Can you give me time?
No, I want it right now. Mine was...
All right, I'm going to say Game 7 in Detroit when the Penguins came back.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
So was Game 6 here in Pittsburgh.
Mine was the wild card playoff game.
Well, that too. I mean, that's
without
high on the list.
Without question. Limits, how about you?
Man.
Were you at the Pirate wild card game?
No, I wish. I was at the...
Maybe the Baldwin game last night.
That might be up there. Hopefully a Whitfield game later on down the road will be. I'm going to say the Ottawa 7-0 game in the 2017 Stanley Cup. That was the Eastern Conference Finals, and they thrashed them 7-0, and I was there at the game.
Holy horse follicles, Bob. I didn't expect that one, did you?
No, I mean, that was a great game, but it wasn't really dramatic in any way.
Right, it wasn't dramatic.
Are you taking away Austin's feelings of how he felt about the game?
No, I thought it meant... When you say best game you've ever been to, I would assume there's some dramatic component to it.
There was. They won 7-0.
Okay.
In the semis.
Are you taking Bob's criticism of what your favorite game is?
It's not
a
criticism.
As an insult?
No. I thought you made it sound like you have to have some sort of drama in this game of yours.
The Pitt first four game that I was at Dayton that they won at the buzzer, and the Diaz-Graham twins were hugging each other, was a pretty good game to cover.
Bob didn't think so.
George Michalowski was there with me, and he joins me next.
Bob, you called Ron stupid, so don't yell at me.
I didn't call him stupid.
Yes, you did. He thinks so.
He called you stupid.
Have you ever straightened that out with Ron?
No. He doesn't believe me, and I don't believe him, so it's at an impasse.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bob, you said Sully just mentioned something about Sid's injury. It looked scary last night, but everybody thought it was okay. What did he say?
He came back to the game, but it's apparently some sort of upper body injury. No specifics beyond that. So
he didn't say day to day, week to week, anything.
Apparently
like
not.
That.
No, not that I saw.
Man, that was concerning when it happened. Just the way he sort of hunched over, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He got hit up high. Kind of. I don't know if it was. It was Pilato who hit him. It looked innocent enough, but it made contact to his shoulder or arm or something. So we'll see. They got two more games before this break, and he's a big man, the captain of the Canada team for Four Nations.
Man, I hope he gets to play in that, because that's going to be the only high-stakes hockey he probably gets to play, seriously, for a long
for
time.
A long time.
I really, it's like the end of Mario's career when, you know, you stay with the Penguins because that's what that you want your legacy to be, but you still deserve, it feels like, to be able to play high-stakes hockey, and this is Sid's chance. So I hope he gets it. Limits, do we have George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now?
We've got him.
George, I've asked you many times, is Pitt an NCAA tournament team? You've consistently said yes, and I've even praised you for that. What say you this week?
Joe, I've got a new answer for you. I do not think they're an NCAA tournament team at this time.
Things have changed. That was a flat performance. It certainly affected you.
It has. It was a brutal performance. I just told Austin, I think it was probably the worst performance I've seen from a capable-led team, given the circumstances. I still think they have the talent and the pieces to make the NCAA tournament at the least, but man, they haven't showed us anything that says otherwise, and that they're going to be capable to make a run either in the ACC tournament or in these last 9-10 games of the season here.
So I saw that game the other night, and I was in disbelief how much little resistance they had defensively, specifically down low. How do they change that, George? Because this is – I mean, they have some big guys, Diaz Graham guys are 6'11", 7 foot, whatever. You've got Cam Corin, who's in there big, but there's nothing down low that makes me think other teams can't exploit that game in and game out.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, they have so much length. They have athleticism. They have a guy like Zach Austin who can realistically defend almost anyone on the court and cover so much ground with his speed and his leaping ability and shot blocking ability. It's crazy that they haven't been able to get everything aligned defensively. And I think that's the key, is communication with all five guys. The guards, every time they get beat, it seems like the bigs kind of give up on the play, or it's a straight line drive to the basket and the bigs aren't in position to help. It's really difficult for this team's forwards to keep up when the guards are getting beat. And honestly, it's been a lot of hustle plays that they've missed out on, and they've been slow on rotations. They've been slow getting through screens and communicating what screen coverages are in to get out on shooters. We saw in that Virginia game how many open threes in the corner, and a team even as bad as Virginia in the ACC is going to make those shots. It was really a pathetic performance on both sides of the ball,
man,
against Virginia. And that's after, like, that North Carolina win they had just a week ago. I thought that was an excellent defensive performance. So they still have the pieces, man. They just have not been able to put it together.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. We appreciate the time, man. Sorry for the short one here. It's my fault. Actually, it's Bob's. He mismanaged the clock. One question left. In 15 seconds or less, does Pitt need, aside from winning the ACC tournament, does Pitt need to run the table here? Is that their only way to get in?
They do not need to run the table. They're still a bubble team. They're not far off. I do think they can't afford to lose more than two more games honestly, I losing more than one more game would be tough for me to see them make the tournament.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
What a nice man, Bob, but not as nice as you. Good night, Bob. Good night, Limits.
Guys.
We reconvene tomorrow.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.